Hello, everyone. I just had to stop everything and share this with you right here and now. A big hello to all the chosen ones tuned in. Yes, I'm talking to you, the divine souls riding this spiritual wave with me. God's voice is booming louder than ever, and right now, it's all about tuning in to capture every sacred whisper. Are you prepared to seize everything the Holy Spirit has in store for you? The time is now. The ancient prophecies are unfolding before our very eyes. God's Spirit is brimming with generosity, inviting us to reach out and claim our blessings. We're not in a season of scarcity, but a season overflowing with divine abundance. Now, listen closely. There's a powerful message that's been resonating within me. It centers on forgiveness and letting go. Too often, people don't see the real you, the spark of divinity that burns within. It's easy to get lost behind the masks we wear, sometimes those society places upon us, or the ones we unconsciously slip on influenced by media or our loved ones. These influences can distort how we see ourselves and react to life's obstacles, leading us away from our true selves. Have you ever felt like you're stuck in a role that just doesn't suit you? That's because you weren't meant to play it. We are born in pure connection with our divine essence, but as we grow, the world tries to rewrite our stories. So what should we do about it? It's time to peel back these layers. Scripture tells us not to conform to this world, but to be transformed by renewing our minds. We're invited to step away from chaos and realign with God's voice, to dismantle outdated beliefs and forge new, empowering ones. But here's the essence. You are God's child in this very moment, not just in the future, but right now. Whether you're in a difficult relationship, facing financial hardships, or feeling lost, it doesn't alter your intrinsic identity. You entered this world with a divine mission, a heavenly script ready to be lived out. And no matter how far off path you think you've wandered, it's never too late to come back. Remember the prodigal son's tale? It's a powerful reminder that returning home, reclaiming our true identity, is something God desires for each of us. So whether you're the prodigal child or just beginning to realize your spiritual heritage, it's time to awaken. God is summoning you to rediscover who you are, to seize your inheritance, and fulfill the divine purpose designed just for you. Have you ever felt weighed down by the lies and limitations the world has thrown your way? Well, it's time to break free. Imagine taking a spiritual sledgehammer to all that, smashing through the glass and bricks of deception like a divine wrecking crew. God's putting a supernatural strength within you, gearing you up for a showdown where you give back all the pressure the enemy's been putting on you. Picture that moment, glass shattering, bricks tumbling, it's all coming down. But first, you need to know who you really are. You are a child of God, destined for greatness, yet it's hidden until you align your mind with this truth. Until then, you might feel like you're accepting less than you deserve, mistreated or misled, chasing love in all the wrong places. It's like living in a story where you're constantly out of place. God is ready to transform you by renewing your mind. This transformation is about more than just personal growth. It's about equipping you to demolish the barriers the enemy has set up in your life and in your mind. Until we grab that spiritual sledgehammer and start knocking down these walls, we don't fully realize who we are. It's time to turn away from the wickedness and the lifestyles that pull us down. Like the prodigal son, it's about coming back home to our true royal identity in Christ. God promises that once we start living from our true identity, everything changes. Our thoughts, our vision. Suddenly, you're not talking about what you can't do anymore. Instead, you're stepping into the power God placed inside you, using your gifts, walking in your purpose, making an impact, and yes, even creating an income. Through this, God's glory in you will shine so brightly that others can't help but see it. But remember, it's not up to us to make others understand or see who we truly are. You can't force anyone to have a personal relationship with God or to see His light in you. That revelation has to come from their own seeking and God's revealing. So let's not get caught up in what others think or see. As God says, forget about them. If they understood your true worth, they wouldn't overlook or undervalue you. Think about it. Would they have treated Jesus the way they did if they knew they were crucifying the Son of the living God? They had no idea, because they lacked a relationship with God. And remember the conversation Jesus had with Peter. When Jesus asked, "Who do you say I am?" and Peter recognized him as the Christ, Jesus confirmed that such recognition could only come from divine revelation, not human insight. God is moving powerfully in our lives, revealing our true identities and calling us to shatter the false notions we've been holding on to. You know, the lies and limitations that have been holding us back? It's time to break free. God is empowering us with supernatural strength to fight back against the darkness, to reclaim who we truly are. But here's the kicker. You might not even fully see just how powerful you are yet. That's because God is still revealing your true potential to you, showing you bit by bit what you're capable of. It's like having a hidden reservoir of strength and ability you haven't even tapped into yet. God is saying to us, you haven't seen anything yet. That's why we can't afford to write others off or push them aside. We don't know who we're dealing with, who God has chosen, and what they're destined to become. You might be dismissing someone today who God has plans to use mightily tomorrow. They might not look like much now, but God sees their potential, and it's huge. So here's what God is impressing on my heart. Keep pushing, keep seeking Him with everything you have. You might think you've had your best day, your peak moments, but God is saying, you ain't seen nothing yet. What you will become hasn't even fully appeared yet. We're talking about a transformation that's still unfolding. And that's why we need to forgive those who might have underestimated us. They don't have the full picture. They can't see what God is doing in us. They don't have that revelation. People might have known you your whole life, your exes, old friends, even family, and still not truly understand the depth of what God is doing in you right now. Let me tell you, even relationships from the past, those folks had no idea what God had planned for me, what I'd be doing now. If they did, things might have gone differently. But that's okay. We use our past pain for a purpose now, transforming it into something that elevates and educates, not just ourselves, but others. That's why it's crucial to let go of grudges. Forgive your ex, your family, your old friends. They couldn't see what you were becoming. Even Mary, the mother of Jesus, didn't fully grasp who he was at times. Remember when Jesus had to remind her, "Didn't you know I had to be about my Father's business?" Even his own mother needed reminders of his divine purpose. We're all like that, misunderstood by those closest to us until God reveals our true nature to them. So don't get discouraged by others' inability to see your worth. Keep on your path, keep transforming, keep renewing your mind. As you do, you'll step into the fullness of who you were created to be, and all your blessings and abundance will follow. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It's not about chasing after them. They will come as you align with God's will and His ways. Nobody can truly tell others who you are. They can't lay it out for them. Even if someone was shouting from the rooftops that you're the chosen one, doing great things, blessed and highly favored, it won't make a difference. People have to see it for themselves, and only God can make that happen. You can't convince someone of your worth or your role. That's a revelation that has to come from above. So you know what? I've let go of expecting praise or approval from others. I've stopped waiting for someone to tell me, "I'm proud of you," or "you did well." I had to release that need for external validation, free myself from the applause and the approval of others. It's a trap, y'all. It will hold you down. You might be changing lives, hearing others tell you how amazing you are, how you've blessed them, but still feel empty if you never heard it from those closest to you, like your mom or dad. God is telling us to let that go. The only approval that truly matters is from God. As long as God is applauding, that's all the validation you need. Everything else is just extra. So remember this, you are a child of God now, and what you will become is still unfolding. Stay the course, stay connected to God, and watch how He reveals your true identity and purpose. Don't worry about distractions or the spirits of those around you. Stay focused on your message and mission. Thank you for tuning in, and keep this conversation going in the comments. Share your stories of transformation and how you're seeing God move in your life. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this message with anyone who needs to hear it. You're not just watching a journey, you're part of a divine unfolding. Stay blessed, everyone.